Given that we have the nation's largest population of residents 65 and older, I found this very surprising. A new national study ranks Florida 43rd among 50 states and the District of Columbia in helping seniors live independently and stay out of nursing homes. What were some of the factors that the AARP used in the report to consider its rankings?
First, let me say I agree with you. I didn't see it coming either, and it really is a black eye on this state. Florida has traditionally been known as kind of a haven for the retired population to come and to live out their quote-unquote golden years. But what this particular scorecard from the AARP shows is that we're not doing a very good job of making Florida a place where they can really live out their years in age and place. And that's what one of the real issues in this study is that Florida is not providing enough support for seniors who, by and large, and according to the AARP, 9 out of 10 Floridians prefer to age at home. They don't want to go into nursing homes. They don't want to go into assisted living facilities. They want to remain independent. But we are not providing enough resources to allow them to do that. And the lion's share of the burden, it's falling on family members, as it should, but they are unpaid caregivers. And that's one of the problems here, is that these family members, to help support their aging relatives, are taking off work. They are carving out time out of their busy lives to take care of their families. And a lot of times these people need more support than they can provide. In addition to that, what these caregivers are facing is that there isn't enough what is called respite care for caregivers. And respite care provides them opportunities to get away from it all by bringing in people to sit with their family members for an hour to take care of them, to change nebulizers, to do that sort of thing so that they can get a break and decompress. Because caregiving is a rather tiring and draining exercise. So they really do need these types of services.
These types of support, are they offered in other states?
Other states are doing a much better job than Florida. I think Minnesota was one that was lauded for its care of its elderly population. And it's not that Florida isn't doing anything. In fact, the legislature this past session provided additional monies for such things as in-home meals and community supports, but they're not providing enough money. As you mentioned earlier, Florida has the largest concentration of elderly citizens here in the United States. And we also have an aging baby boomer population. So what we're going to face is, if we're bad now, as more people age, that brings more people who are going to require these services. And if we're already inundated and overwhelmed, what's going to happen as people from my baby boom generation get a little grayer? It's not only incumbent on our state lawmakers to try to find the money to pay for these needed services. It's also incumbent upon the community to pitch in as well. These are our seniors. These are our family members. These are our neighbors. And there are a number of organizations that do exist that do provide support for aging seniors. But the problem is they are volunteer-based, and without volunteers, they can't work. So we need to get out there. If we have time, if we have the heart for service, we should take a look at some of these organizations to invest our time and invest our love and energy into making the latter years of these seniors who have done so much for us in this community to be more pleasant and to be more independent. And that's where they want to be, at home. And by doing these types of things, we can help them have their wish.